remember being at the first time that a Donegal team ever got to a minor and senior final in 1963 as a little boy, and being absolutely blown away and inspired by that. And, you know, they lost both of those games at the time, but that was the start of the Donegal era, what I would call, and an awareness of the potential within Donegal to actually have successful Gaelic football teams. And what we're seeing now with Jim McGuinness is, you know, just something wonderful. And I hope young people appreciate it, because guys of our generation, Tom, it wasn't, shall we say, success didn't grow on the trees in those days. But boy, this particular group of players and the generation before them, like that won it in 92, they've given great hope to the county and given a great sense of just pride to the county, and please God they can build on it again on Sunday.
Yeah, and of course those finals in 63 were Ulster finals.
That's right.
The minors just making a first ever All-Ireland. Hard to believe.
Hard to believe, you know, and I'm so pleased, like, for that minor team. I think there's a young Harley lad from Ballyshannon, I don't know him, who's captain of the team. Michael Carl, a son of a great friend, late lamented friend of mine, Francie, is left half forward, and I'm looking forward to seeing him playing in it.
Yeah, yeah, and of course you mentioned Micheál Carroll, and obviously Guidoor, nine men actually in action on Sunday at some stage or other, three in the senior, three and six involved with the minors, three of them starting.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. Like, I mean, what the McGees have done and what Cassidy has done before them, and, you know, Oran McNeil is coming out of the woodwork this year. He's been an absolute inspiration to everybody. And then to see so many minors coming through in the Guidoor area, it can only be, you know, a source of great encouragement and hope for the county. And with the help of God, every one of them will rise to the occasion and do themselves justice. It's for the whole county. It's wonderful. For the Guidoor club and every club actually that has a player representing them, great stuff. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the senior in some depth in a moment. But first of all, the minor. I know you probably watched Kerry against Mayo in the semi-final. What did you make of them?
Well, there's two guys I picked out in that game, actually, Tom, that I thought particularly impressive. There was a Coffey lad at left half-back, was absolutely, he was spellbinding, I thought, a very, very good player. Now, whoever has to, you know, deal with him, and if they can keep him quiet, I think they're well on the way to winning it. The other guy, obviously, then, that needs to be looked after is their full forward, Killian Splann. He's a son of Tom's of, you know, the 1980s vintage. Now, he to me is an outstanding footballer in the making. But if Killian Splann's influence can be negatized and, you know, curtailed, then Donegal are well on the way to winning this.
Mm. And you've watched Donegal as well, obviously, closely. What do you make of them?
Very good side. Very good minor side. Very big side, actually, Tom. Move the ball well. They're well coached. They play with plenty of spirit. I know from coaching minor teams to All-Irelands in the past myself, one of the things you can always say about minors is you don't know what you're going to get on any given day. Mm. That maybe sometimes maybe they can, fall flat because of an occasion getting to them. But if Declan has managed to kind of get these guys to take this occasion and just regard it as an everyday event, then there's no doubt about it, they have the talent to go out and win it.
Mm. And of course, Declan's own experience of having played there is bound to be a help.
Oh, very much so. I mean, he and his backroom team, like Declan himself, has played at the very highest level, won all that is winnable in Gaelic football, and, you know, his experience has to rub off on his team, and his experience as to how to deal with the day and how to deal with an occasion has to rub off on his team as well. And as I said, what I've seen of the minor team, I have been very impressed, and the young Carl lad I'll always keep a close eye on, but, you know, there's a young Kelly guy from my hometown, Ballyshannon, at left corner back, and I just hope every one of them go out and do themselves justice.
Yeah. Anyway, onto the senior. Donegal going in as favourites,
slight favourites. Been more consistent team than Kerry in many respects this year, Tom. I mean, the game against Derry, they've done everything that was required of them in every game. The funny thing is the one that nearly kind of tripped them up in some respects was the game against Armagh.
Quarter final.
You know, that was a ropey enough occasion, but I thought their display against Dublin, admittedly they rolled their luck a bit against Dublin, like a Dublin kind of nailed two good goaling chances, it would have made their task a lot more difficult, But their football in that game, once they got their confidence and their game plan in working, was just exceptional. And every one of the lads, like, you know, played with just a spirit and with a level of skill and with an understanding of what was expected of them that really blew Dublin out off the pitch. But just, you know, what's amazing about the team, Tom, they've only, I think on Sunday, now I'm not sure of the team yet, but on Sunday, I'd imagine you'll have the same, you'll have 12 players starting their sixth game in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, Kerry have only got, as from what I've seen of the team that's picked, they've only got four players starting all of their six games, you know. So there has been a consistency in Donegal's selections. There's been a high standard in terms of the performance. There's a wonderful, they have a wonderful understanding of each other's play. And, like, there is no doubt about it, there is a great efficiency about them when they do get into scoring positions to actually make their ascendancy count. And, okay, they don't kick long-range scores very often, maybe, but in around the box, you know, the return to form, the last day of Colin McFadden was wonderful to see. You know, Ryan McHugh's contribution has been magnificent. But it's a team thing with them. The scores can come from everywhere, Tom. Mm. And I just sense that they will be very, very well prepared for this Kerry outfit on Sunday.
And as you mentioned, obviously Kerry have been, well, coming on the blind side in a lot of situations.
Coming on the blind side, yeah, it's extraordinary, Tom. Like in the first game against Clare in the opening round of the Championship, there were they were behind in half time in that game.
Yeah.
And they won it eventually by 4 points. But if I was to kind of single out the best individual performance, or the two best individual performances I've seen this year, I did the Munster final between Kerry and Cork, and I thought James Donoghue in that game gave a display from the gods. Like, he got 8 from play there, and I think 2 from freeze. But his movements, his accuracy, his tackling, just his cuteness was just everything you'd want in the corner forward. And then you fast forward to the replay in Limerick, and you know, you look at the son of Ogie Morns, like David Morn, a guy who has been bypassed and overlooked for years in the Kerry outfit. Maybe that was due to the fact that he has had 2 cruciate ligament injuries and so many other setbacks. But he gave one of the great midfield displays that night, I thought, between, you know, during normal time and extra time. Like, when you consider, as a midfielder, he got something like 48 possessions that night, Tom.
Yeah.
Now, that's extraordinary for a midfielder. But his use of the ball, his tackling, his work rate, just, it inspired Kerry. Mm. And no doubt about it, they have come on the blind side. There isn't maybe the same consistency in selection that Donegal has, but at the same time, we talked about it earlier, Tom, before we came on air, Kerry in a final is Kerry in a final.
Yeah,
you know, you never know.
Yeah, and from a Donegal point of view, looking at the Kerry formation, looking at the Kerry selection, from a Donegal point of view, what have they watch out for other than, obviously, James Donoghue?
Well, I suppose the big thing, like, you think of Kerry football, you think of good quality kick passing. And you think then of kick passing from outfield, you need a target man. And they introduced a target man for the first time in the Championship the last day from the beginning, and that's with Kieran Donaghy. Now, we know in another time, like 5 or 6 years ago, Donaghy was the go-to man on the Kerry team. But I thought he rolled back the years in Limerick in the replay against Mayo. And effectively, you know, became the fulcrum for so much that was good with Kerry that night. And I would say they will use a lot of long ball in there. So the McGees, like, will need to be on their toes. But they can have learned from the McMahons a number of years ago when Tyrone met them in a final, and the McMahons kind of put the kibosh on Donaghy. But he will be very much an outlet for them, I'd say, Tom. And I can't see them trying to run through the centre of the Donegal team with short hand passing and that. I think they'll try and bypass it. And the other thing that they will definitely do, Tom, they will keep the shape in their back line that Dublin failed to do in the semi-final. Dublin lost all shape.